when I got up here, I made a statement that caused quite a few people by shock. And I made a statement that I would be preaching for 3 hours. And a lot of people caught that, and I was told afterwards they looked over at the visitors to see what their response was. And because they didn't want to think that possibly I was some crazy man that was going to be up here forever. But I did that, and basically I got your attention. The lesson that I am going to bring to you is one that it's going to happen. It is going to happen. It's going to happen to some of us a lot quicker than others. But it is going to happen. And the scriptures that I will be using today is, and it's quite a few scriptures, and they're all saying the same thing, that we should be aware of what these scriptures are trying to tell us. And like the scriptures that was read in John 12, it's saying basically that the words of God and the words of Jesus is going to judge us on that last day. And so whatever the words of God is telling us, we need to pay attention to them. And if we are falling short, we need to do something about it. And so what I want you to do, and this is the first time that I will say this, I would like for you, for the most of this lesson, is to close your eyes and envision what I'm saying. Envision the scriptures that I am going to use, because I want you to be thinking about this, because your judgment may be affected by what you do or don't do. And so, imagine the scene of judgment. We have no idea what is going to happen, but we have a lot of scriptures that tells us about a judgment that is going to happen. And this judgment is not going to be partial. It's going to be everybody that was ever born on this earth. Starting off, when the Son of Man come in his glory, and all the angels with him, then he will sit on his glorious throne, says Matthew 25:31. Before him will be gathered all the nations, and he will separate people one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats, says Matthew 25:32. And he will place the sheep on his right, but the goats on his left. Verse 33. Then the king will say to those on his right, "Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundations of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me." Then the righteous will answer him, saying, "Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and gave you drink? And when did we see you a stranger and welcome you, or naked and clothe you? And when did we see you sick or in prison and visit you?" And the king will answer them, "Truly I say to you, as you did it to one of the least of these my brothers, you did it to me. Then he will say to those on his left, depart from me, you cursed, into eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and you did not welcome me. Naked, and you did not clothe me. Sick, and in prison, and you did not visit me. Then they also will answer, saying, Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or naked or sick or in prison and did not minister to you? Then he will answer them, saying, truly I say to you, as you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me. And these will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. A judgment's coming. A judgment is certain. It is coming. And like it was said in our Bible class, when God makes a promise, he don't back down. When God says something in his words, you better believe it is going to come true. So what is it you're supposed to do? You're supposed to follow what he says, whether you like it or not. And when he says for us to do something, we need to learn to love it. You remember Hebrews 9:27. Now this is God saying this. Remember, it's coming true. And just as it is appointed for man to die once, and after that comes judgment. Now we know people die. People are dying right now. They will find out where they're going to spend eternity at because of their actions or lack of actions. Ecclesiastes 12:13 says this, the end of the matter, all has been heard. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. Now I ask the question, why? 14 says, for God will bring every deed into judgment with every secret thing, whether good or evil. So if we've done something and we try to hide it from each other, that's fine. But God is going to reveal it. So make sure your sins find you out now so you can repent of it. A lot of people may not want to believe that this judgment is coming. They don't want to believe that it's going to happen. And that's their choice. That's their choice whether or not they want to believe whether it's going to happen. But from what I have studied in the Word of God, I believe every ounce of God's Word. And I believe that is going to happen. I believe that it's true. I believe what he says is coming to pass. Because in Acts 17:31, he tells us this. Because he has fixed a day on which he will judge the world in righteousness by a man whom he has appointed. And of this he has given assurance by all, to all, by raising him from the dead. Everybody in this world have heard of Jesus Christ. Some may want to believe that he rose from the dead. He's now in heaven. And others may want to say he's just a good man. So be it. But I believe it. John 5:27. And he has given him authority to execute judgment because he is the Son of Man. That's this Jesus. John 5:22. The Father judges no one, but has given all judgment to the Son. That's Jesus. John 8:16. Yet even if I do judge, my judgment is true, for it is not I alone who judge, but I and the Father who sent me. So that's God, and that's Jesus that's going to judge us. John 10:30. I and the Father are one. So you're going to be judged, or we're going to be judged by God and by Jesus. Romans 2:5 says this, but because of your heart, an impenitent heart, you are storing up wrath for yourself on the day of wrath when God's righteous judgment will be revealed. What we're doing right now, and if our hearts are hard, if we don't do what God says, we are storing up wrath to come. And we're going to see that when we die. John 5:29. And come out those who have done good to the resurrection of life, and those who have done evil to the resurrection of judgment. If we do what God says, we will have the resurrection of life. But if we do evil, and that evil is according to God, it's going to be the resurrection of the judgment of what we've done. John 3:19. And this is the judgment. The light has come into the world, and the people love the darkness rather than the light because their works were evil. Just think about this world and how the world do not like to do what God has commanded. Now, when they face God, what do you believe their sentence is going to be? The Bible says it. If you do not repent, you will be lost. John 5:24. Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life. He does not come into judgment, but has passed from death to life. The words of Jesus Christ, if we obey them and we follow them all the way through until death, we pass from the death sentence to life. Who doesn't want that? Who does not want that? But I tell you this, if you refuse and you disobey God, you will get the wrath. He tells us all of this so we do not have to suffer the wrath to come. Acts 10:42. And he commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one appointed by God to be judge of the living and the dead. This was to the apostles. But we have a commandment too, to go and to teach. Look for opportunity. Talk to people. Let them know if they do not repent, they will die. If they want life eternal, they must obey the words of God. You know, I talk about Rufus a lot because we have many interesting conversations. And I asked him to come today. And his response, well, I have communion at my church. I said, we take the Lord's Supper every Sunday. They have communion once a month. Where is that in the book of God? Where does God say you do that? Then he came up with, well, it says every time you partake of it, you think of him. People make excuses. Now, when they are confronted, when God asks them, how come you did not obey my word? What do you think they're going to say? People do what they want to do. That's their choice. And so, you remember who's going to be on the right and who's going to be on the left? That's the choice. That's the choice people make. 11:24, but I tell you that it will be more tolerable on the day of it will be more tolerable on the day of judgment for the land of Sodom than you. In other words, if you don't listen and obey God's word now, it's going to be rough. And we know what happened to Sodom. We know what happened to Gomorrah. It's going to be worse on us because we don't obey. Matthew 12:36, I tell you, on the day of judgment, people will give account for every careless word they speak. You know, sometimes we are quick to open up our mouth and just say what comes out. We better be careful. Because if we say the wrong thing, it could get us knocked out. Physically. But God is going to hold us accountable for all the things that we say unnecessarily. It's not for edifying. So we need to think about this and repent. So, from the scriptures, it shows that it will be a great day for those who are ready. Remember that song? There's a great day coming. A great day coming. It's coming for who? Those who do the will of the Lord. But it will be an awful and terrible day for those who are not ready. Many people will face God. They are not ready. And they're going to be trembling. And they're going to ask for mercy. But it's not going to come. Can you answer the question of how long is eternity? Your answer better be no, no, no. I do not know. But it's going to be a long time. And can you imagine that long time thinking about what you should have been doing to not be here? As I said, I want you to envision this day. Let your mind think about this. This is going to be the largest crowd that ever assembled. It's going to be a massive crowd. And you know, every New Year's Eve, we look at the television, we look at Times Square, and we see that crowd, and they show all over the world. It is a bunch of people. But you know, we ain't seen nothing yet. It's going to be a crowd waiting to hear their judgment. But you know, God has given us examples to where we will spend eternity if we would only listen to his word. I gave a lesson once before, remember. Because see, we have a problem of remembering. We remember what we want. See, when it benefits us. But we better remember what God says, how he says it, when he says it, who it is he's saying it to. 2 Corinthians 5:10. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each one may receive what is due for what he has done in the body, whether good or evil. It's going to happen. How are you going to explain to God if he asks the question, why weren't you faithful? Why didn't you do the work? It's not that hard. What are you going to say? Well, I was out on a fishing trip and I didn't have time. I was just too tired. I worked all day long. Do you think that's going to fly? I don't. We have work to do. We must be faithful, as God has said, to death. So all who have ever lived will be there. That means you, me, and all of our family members is going to be there. And the Bible tells us that the greatest judge will be doing the presiding over who will and will not go to heaven. Because, see, Jesus came here to die so we can go to heaven. He is that mediator to get us to heaven. And if we deny him, you think we're going to go to heaven? You remember when Jesus was trying to teach people, he says, unless you believe that I am he, you will die in your sins. There are a lot of people in this world who do not believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God. So they don't believe him. And that same Jesus is going to judge them. Some people believe Jesus is that little bitty baby. He's going to judge him. Revelation 22 says, behold, I, Jesus, am coming soon, bringing my recompense with me to repay each one for what he has done. 13, I, Jesus, am the Alpha and the Omega, the first, the last, the beginning, and the end. 2 Timothy 4:8, therefore, henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day. And not only to me, but also to all who have loved his appearing. If we say we love Jesus, then we do everything he says. Think about this, and I've heard it from many people. Congregations of the Lord's body, they may have a million of people Sunday morning, and Sunday evening you only have 12 people. Why? Who knows? Yeah, some people may have to work. Some people may have things to do. But for the most part, other people don't. So if you say, I am faithful, I am coming to service to learn, to edify, where are they? What excuse are they going to give? And this goes on and on and on. You can set your clock by who won't be there Sunday evening. And you say, I love the Lord. 2 Timothy 4:1. I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, by his appearing in his kingdom. Revelation 20 and verse 4. Then I saw thrones, and seated on them were those who whom the authorities and judge whom the authority to judge. Also I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded for the testimony of Jesus and for the words of God. We discussed that when we went through Revelation. But those people that were beheaded, they did what God required. They were found faithful to death. Can we say if that were to happen, would be, excuse me, would we be found faithful to death? You know, influence is really interesting. And in court decisions, the influence of people changes how people think of somebody, whether they're innocent or guilty. We see it all the time. We see how people are judged to be guilty because of the influence that they have. And some I would say is just. And some I would say is unjust. But when it comes to that day, nobody is going to influence the judge to change his sentence if we are found guilty. Today is the day we need to change. There's going to be a book open. And this is what is interesting to me. We hear these scriptures, and we don't seem to pay attention to them. In Revelation 20 and 12, and I saw the dead, the great and the small, standing before the throne, and the books were opened. Then another book was opened, which is the book of life, and the dead were judged by what is written in the book according to what they have done. Why can't we all see that and understand that a book is going to be open? We need to want to have nothing but good stuff in that book. What did John 12:48 says? He who rejects me and then does not receive my words has a judge. Matthew 24:35 says, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. I want to run through some scriptures quickly. These scriptures we know. We know them. We've read them. Hopefully you have obeyed them. But if you have not obeyed them and been disobedient, you're not going to be a happy camper on that day of judgment. Hebrews 11:6, and without faith it is impossible to please him. Jumping down, it says, and that he rewards those who seek him. Luke 13:3, no, but unless you repent, you will also likewise perish. Romans 10:10, for with the heart one believes and is justified, and with the mouth one confesses and is saved. We need to understand what is being said there, because the whole world out there says, this is all you got to do. But that's not all you got to do. There is more to it. But they want to stick on that. And so when judgment comes, they're going to have to answer. Mark 16:16, whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. People say you don't have to be baptized. But God says, but whoever does not believe will be condemned. Acts 2:38. And Peter said to them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins. You remember Paul when he was taught? And now why do you wait? arise and be baptized and wash away your sins, calling on his name. Hebrews 10, verses 25 and 26. Not neglecting to meet together as it is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near. For if we go on sinning deliberately after receiving the knowledge of the truth, there is no longer remains a sacrifice for sins. Remember when I started off, there's going to be a separation. The sheep on one side, the goats on the other side. My question is, where will you be? Where are you going to be on that day of judgment? Some things I want you to hear. It may be in your family. It's in mine. It's sad. There's going to be a mother on one side, a father on the other side, a brother on one side, a sister on the other side. Husbands and wives are going to be separated because they did not obey the words of God. Those of us that's next to us, where are they going to be? See, we all can be in the same place if we obey. If we encourage one another. If we, you know, it's like, I'm not into football games, and half of you folks are. And you got sides that you root for. And the guy got the ball. Run, 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 run. Why are we doing that with one another? When we see somebody is weak. When we see somebody that needs help. Why aren't we there giving them the strength to go on? Why aren't we encouraging them? Only you can answer that question. Jesus said in 2 Corinthians 6:2, for he says, in a favorable time I listened to you, and in a day of salvation I have helped you. Behold, now is the favorable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. We all can stand together in front of God and be on the same side if we rally around one another. We say, I hear it all the time, we are a family. Sometimes I see members of the Church of Christ as a dysfunctional family, personally. That's my observation. You have yours, I got mine. But if we are that family like we say we are, then we will encourage. And this separation is going to be for eternity. In Matthew 25, and these will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous into life. Then the king will say to those on his right, come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundations of the world. 25:41. Then he will say to those on his left, depart from me, you cursed, into eternal life, prepared for the devil and his angels. I want to go to heaven. Do you? That's where I want to go. I want to go to heaven. And the Bible shows us, or gives us a picture of the horror of hell. Luke 12:5. But I will warn you whom to fear. Fear him who, after he has killed, has authority to cast into hell. Yes, I tell you, fear him. Revelation 20. Then death and Hades were thrown into the lake of fire. This is the second death, the lake of fire. And if anyone's name was not found written in the book of life, he was thrown into the lake of fire. Is an interesting one from Revelation 21:8. But as for the cowardly, the faithless, the detestable, as for murderers, as for sexual immorals, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars, their portion will be in the lake that burns with fire and sulfur, which is the second day. I want to go to heaven. You? Because the Bible has shown us the glory of heaven. Now, I'm not going to read all of this, but you have read it. In Revelation 22, 1 through 7, there is a picture painted for us that we can get an idea of what heaven is going to be like. And we're told that God is going to be there. There's not going to be any light. And we're told in Revelation that there's gold. There's these precious stones. All of these things, and half of those stones I can't even pronounce, will be there. But it's a picture in which we can envision because we like gold. We like jewelry. It's important to us. And heaven is going to be far better. 1 Peter 1:4. To an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you. Philippians. But our citizenship is in heaven. You know, what's interesting, like I said, I looked at some of these jewels and the computer did the pronunciation, but my brain wouldn't hold on to it, so I'm not going to even try. But I want you to read Revelation 21, 18 through 22. And for those that really love some of these things, that's quite beautiful. But it's going to be far more beautiful than we think. There's something that I want to say, and I'm not afraid to say it because I believe the Bible and I believe the things that I know. But you know, if I make it to heaven, or if I make it to hell, I don't know, I don't know if I'm going to have a mind to recognize everybody that I once knew. But I do know this, that in my family, in my immediate family, my mother, my father, my grandmother, and other family members that I know of, they won't be in heaven. Why? They didn't obey God. They had the opportunity. They were religious, but they didn't obey the word of God. So can you imagine how sad that would be if we could see them in torment because they didn't listen. They didn't obey God. I don't know what it's going to be all about. I don't. But I do know this. God says it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. And that word fearful means terrible, and we understand what trouble is, you don't want to do it. God is not one person that you want to mess with. There was a movie out, and people talk about the bucket list, what people want to do prior to dying. And everybody wants a bucket list. Everybody wants a bucket list. Last Sunday, I don't know if you've seen the video, this old woman, about 80 years old, her bucket list was to jump out of a plane. And they showed the footage. She survived. But that could have been her last wish on her bucket list. But see, my bucket list is this. I want to be faithful to the end. I want to be a servant of the Lord. That is what my bucket list is all about. And hopefully it's your bucket list. Eternity is at hand, friends. The judgment is coming. When you stand before God, what is He going to say? Well done, my good and faithful servants, or depart from me, I know you not. The choice is ours right now. Because some of us, one of us, we may not make it to next Sunday. And you will face the judgment. And hopefully, you will be found favorable in God's sight. I hope you got something from this lesson. Actually, I know you got something from this lesson. And that's not trying to be arrogant. It's God's word. He's telling us what to do. The choice now is ours. Will we live from this day forward obeying God? If you have any needs of this congregation, please make it.